Hello, I hope you're having a lovely day today. Today's video, I'm sharing with you many things. I actually haven't counted. I probably should count, but many things that we do not do in our household. And I don't really like focusing on the negative, like don't do this, don't do that. So I'm gonna share with you things we don't do, but then what we do instead. Because if you don't do something, then you need an alternative for that. So I'm gonna share with you all the things that we do instead of the things that we don't do. And these are our personal convictions. I love the Lisa Graham McMahon quote of choices reflect values. It's one of my favorite quotes. I actually have it on our refrigerator. And so everyone's values are different. And so everyone's choices are gonna be different because it's gonna reflect your own values. So our values are taking care of our temple that God has given us, because we feel that if we stay as healthy as we possibly can by being wise with the things that we put in our bodies and on our bodies and the environment around us, then we will be better able to do what God has called us to do here on earth. We want to be as healthy as possible. And obviously there are things that are out of our control that cause health problems. And so there is grace and understanding. Sometimes we don't know the reasons for sickness and all of that stuff. But as far as within the stuff that we can do, we try to make as healthy choices as possible and be wise with how we are stewarding our bodies, like I said, so we can do the things that God has called us to do here on earth. And we also have a strong conviction of honoring God by who we are giving our money to. So there are some corporations and companies that we don't have values alignment with, so we don't want to give our money to them. As I usually have to clarify in my videos, that none of this is salvation issues. Doing these things or not doing them has nothing to do with works or salvation, but it is for us being disciples. It's a discipleship thing. We want to live lives that are glorifying and obedient to the Lord by our daily lifestyle choices, action, the lifestyle that we live. We feel that we can give glory to God in everything that we do, and so that is our hope. So one of the things that we do not do is use a microwave. So I don't know how many times we've moved a lot in our life, in our married life, and even before I got married, I feel like I moved a lot in my out of the household early 20s time frame. But there were times, so I haven't used a microwave in years. I mean, probably 12 or 14 years I haven't used a microwave, because as soon as I found out that it is bad for you, I just decided I'm not going to use it. And it has been as if the microwave does not exist, to the point where there have been places that we lived that I'm like, do we even have a microwave at this house? Our last house that we lived, I didn't even realize that we did not even have a microwave there until a year into living there. And I was gonna make one of those rice packs to put around your neck, and I realized I had no way of heating it up because I didn't have a microwave at that house. So we do have a microwave here, we've never used it, and that is just a conviction that we have. Now, if there was a circumstance where we had to use it, then, you know, it is what it is, but I've never been put in a circumstance where my only option was to use a microwave. And that's part of the blessing of being a homemaker, is I make all of our meals from home. I have the time to make meals. I'm not reliant on quick microwavable meals. And if we are reheating up food, I just reheat it either in the oven or on the stovetop on a cast iron skillet, depending on what it is that I'm heating up. Reheating things works perfectly fine with an oven. And that leads me to my next thing, is we do not use plastic of any sort for storage containers. So we store all of our leftovers in glass, and then that is what we used to reheat up in the oven. You can just put whatever your leftovers are in the fridge into a cold oven, turn it on, and then heat it up. And yeah, so we don't store our leftovers in plastic at all. Actually, I don't store any of my stuff in plastic. As you can see, all of my stuff, as soon as I get in the house, we have an abundance of glass containers that I've been collecting since 2018 to build our bulk food pantry. And so that is what we use, is glass storage containers for all of our food. And again, we started doing that since 2018. So you don't have to go out and buy glass for everything overnight to switch everything over. It is for the long haul. As you find glass, as you buy stuff in glass containers, start saving those. Like Azure, if you buy their coconut oil or honey, they come in these beautiful glass jars. You can save those and then reuse them. Any glass container, you can find them when you're out thrift shopping. So as you go, you can start building up your glass storage needs. And that goes for your leftovers. Sometimes I'll even store our leftovers in mason jars. So if I cut up carrot sticks, I will store them in the wide mouth mason jars. You just don't want to shove them all the way in there, because when you pour water in it, the carrots will expand and then they'll all get stuck in there if you've just shoved all of the carrots in there. That was a lesson learned from experience on a road trip when I did that, and we couldn't get our carrots out of the container because they had expanded and we couldn't get them out of the mason jar until we got home. While we are in the kitchen domain, another thing we do not use is Teflon or non-stick pans. I actually mostly use cast iron. When we lived at our last house, I really got excited to learn as many skills as possible, and I had a cast iron pan since 2018. I used it once and for some reason it got rusty and it terrified me and I didn't know how to use it, so I didn't use it since then, but every time we moved I lugged it around with me. And in 2021 I decided I'm going to figure out how to use cast iron. It cannot be that hard. So I did a video of everything I learned about cast iron. I will link that below if you're interested, but that's all that I use now. So I have a smaller cast iron, well, I guess a medium-sized cast iron skillet, a larger size cast iron skillet, and a ceramic cast iron Dutch oven, and those are the primary things that I use. I also use my Pyrex like baking pans. I use baking sheets, but I will always put parchment down over top of it. So there's a documentary, I can't remember the name of it, but my sister gave it to us and we watched it, and it's all about the damages of Teflon, and I think DuPont is the name of it. Whenever I think of DuPont, I think of Jeff Gordon, was that his name? The race car driver? I think of him. But it's the story of how that company and their toxic ways pretty much destroyed an entire town. And fun fact, my soon-to-be sister-in-law just recently told me that she was a, what do you call it, a background person? She was in that movie in the background somewhere. So I thought that was really cool. But I can't remember the name of it for some reason. I'll put it here below. So, if you're interested in watching a documentary-style video on Teflon and DuPont and all of the damage they caused to a small community, that is a good watch. And I think Mark Ruffalo was in that, the guy who played the Hulk, which is another fun fact. So I love the Avengers, that's one of my favorite movies, which is kind of strange, but I just really love it. And so, the first time Scott and I went to South Africa, we were in New York, and I was reading a book or sleeping or something, and Scott said that Mark Ruffalo walked past and he didn't tell me. And he actually was like, oh, you know that one guy from the movie? And as he was saying Avengers, he realized that was one of my favorite movies. And he was like, oh shoot, I should have told you. And I was like, you didn't tell me you saw Mark Ruffalo? So I know he's pretty liberal, but yeah, Scott does not make over celebrity people at all, so he would never do that. But, I mean, I would have at least just liked to see him. I'm getting totally sidetracked. Where was I? Teflon. That is why we don't use Teflon, and instead we use cast iron and glass bakeware items and baking sheets with parchment paper, which leads me to my next thing. We do not use aluminum foil on anything. I do have aluminum foil because sometimes if you're cooking a ham or a turkey or you need to cover something, then aluminum foil is very helpful. I just do parchment paper first. My mom taught me this. Put parchment paper down first, then put aluminum foil over top of it so the aluminum is not touching your food. Another thing that I do not do anymore is buy bagged tea. I try to only buy loose leaf tea, and that is because a few years ago I took Rosemary Gladstar's herb course, and the tea bags that are like, hold on, I'm going to show you an example because I actually have some to show you. She said the tea bags that are like this, the glue is not great for you. So I've tried looking up more stuff about it. There's some things out there. There's also some opinions that say whatever this glue is isn't water soluble, so it's not going to go into your water anyways. So I don't know, I don't know fully if that's actually bad for you or not. That is just what Rosemary Gladstar put in her course. So for me, because I'm usually, if I'm on the road and I need tea, I will use this. When we're in South Africa, I don't mind using tea bags like this. I will not use those plastic pyramid bags that are obviously plastic. I'd never use or buy those, but with these, I kind of am floating on. But normally, I just buy loose leaf tea anyways, or we pick herbs from our garden and use those. So I have my whole bulk herb area, and I have been loving this thing. You can find these things pretty much anywhere. I got this at a local coffee shop near us. It's perfect for tea, herbs, it's wonderful. It's one of my favorite things. And then before that, we each had one of these little things, which I got from Fresh Roasted Coffee, and you just put that in your teacup. And this is nice because you can put the lid on top and it keeps your tea warm. So a lot of times with these type of bags at home, I'll just open it up and pour it in here. And because the holes are so small, the tea doesn't seep through it. Unlike something like this, where the tea can seep through it. Like, I'm really bad at sharing about our tea, but Scott and I actually bring in tea from South Africa, a red rooibos and a green rooibos that's organic, and we love it. It's our favorite tea, so we sell it, and we sell it in all types of different size bags, loose leaf. And that tea, if you put it in a strainer like this, because rooibos is a more finely chopped tea, it can go through it, whereas something like this, it usually doesn't. So if you're interested in organic rooibos, it's caffeine free. We have red rooibos and green rooibos, and I will put my website below. Those are nice too for cold infusing. If you like sun tea, which I have some brewing outside, you just put your herbs in a jar, your rooibos in a jar, your tea in a jar, put it out in the sunshine for 4 to 6 hours, and then you strain it and you have delicious tea that was infused by the sun. Then I was gonna show you the traditional medicinals teas. I like their tea bags because it's just these type of tea bags and it's folded with a staple in it, so that's nice. And then I also, this tea kettle, which I also love, you just have to, that's what this is for, it goes inside of it, but you just have to fill it all the way to the top with water for you to actually get the tea to steep. Scott and I are both having tea, then I would just make it in this because it'll be a full pot. But if it's just me having tea, I'll make it in here, or we'll just do our own individual cups in here. So while we're on the note of beverages, we do not drink water from the tap. That was one of the first things that we switched over for health was in 2018. So each year that we've been married, we have bought a big item for our home economy. And so in 2018, our big item was buying a Berkey, and that's what we've had ever since then. And I know there's been a lot of stuff about Berkey. If you want to buy Berkey filters, you can buy Greenfield, I think the name of it is. We bought from them before, filters. Their filters work in the Berkey. There's also Barreau. They are the new Berkey filters. So there's still options of place to buy your Berkey filters. But there's also an abundance of other water filtrations out there. I don't think Berkey is the only good option. I think there are probably lots of options out there. Just when we got ours in 2018, it was the most common one out there. So that's the one we ended up getting. And even then, the Berkey, it takes out the fluoride, all the bad stuff, but it also takes out a lot of your good minerals because it's filtering everything. So I will always add more stuff into our water. So lemons is something that we always have on hand. We're always adding lemon to our water. And then I will also add these trace mineral drops. You can get these from iHerb. You can get them straight from their website. Azure has them. I usually, if I need more, I will shop around to see who's having a sale and who I can get it the cheapest at. But we add this to our water. If you add this by itself, just to straight water, you are gonna get this minerally taste that is not good. I don't notice it when I have lemon in it. And then I also, every day that it's sunny out, I will make a 1/2 gallon jar of infused teas. Our lemon balm in the garden is prolific. It's huge in abundance. So I'll normally break off 2 large branches, put that in a jar, add some hibiscus, nettle, alfalfa, milk thistle, put it in a jar out in the sunshine, and then you have a lovely sun-infused tea with all of the good stuff from all of the herbs that you added into it. That way, when we're drinking water, we're not only hydrating ourselves, but we're adding lots of good nutrients and minerals into our body as well. Moving on to where we shop from, we do not shop from big chain places with a few exceptions, but we do not shop from Amazon. We haven't shopped from Amazon since 2020. We canceled our Prime account at the end of 2019 because we were fed up with Amazon and what we realized they were doing to our local economy. So we canceled our card. Then we went to South Africa, got stuck there for 2020. When we were there, I had needed two different things that I couldn't get in South Africa. So I had ordered them off of the Amazon and they took forever, but they finally got to South Africa. And then when we got back to America, all of the stuff was going on with you know what. So it was at that point we were pretty much fed up with any big company that was pushing an agenda. So we decided that it's important to pay attention who we're giving our money to. So from that time on, we have not bought a thing from Amazon. And it's a testimony because I think a lot of people think you can't live without Amazon, but we've lived without Amazon for 4 years now. We've lived without Amazon and I don't miss it. I don't even know that it exists other than when people talk about it or share stuff about it. And if people do say I got this on Amazon, it's not like me being like, oh, you bought that from Amazon. That's just a conviction that we have, and we have a lot of issues with Amazon. And I could probably do a whole video. I think I will. I'll do a whole video on our conviction with Amazon and how it destroys the local economy. It destroys mom and pop shops. It destroys small businesses. And so we don't want to give them our money. And that's the same with Kroger. We had massive issues with Kroger in 2020. And so we decided we will not shop at Kroger anymore. In 2021, actually, we decided to do a whole year of only shopping locally and people who share our values online, and we did it. We made it all the way to November. Then we were in Illinois for about a month and a half, and there where we were, we were at a new place. There was no local options that we knew of, so there we gave in and did shop at Kroger during that short time stint, which was very frustrating to me because I didn't want to give our money to Kroger, but we also needed food. So, you know, again, you make decisions as you go, and there's always exceptions to things. But for our normal everyday life, we don't want to give our money to Kroger because we think that they've created a monopoly on the grocery system. So we don't want our money to go into their pockets and crush other small businesses and local places that can't compete with how big Kroger is. And there are several other big box stores that we have just total disagreements that we don't shop at, but yeah, we try to keep our money in as small of places as possible, as local as possible, as close to our home as possible, or in the hands of people who share our values. That's really important to us, and it can be done within a budget. It just takes a little bit of extra time and intention. So because we don't go to those big global corporate places for our stuff, what we do instead is we try to find it as locally or as small or as Christian owned as possible. And that's the same with coffee shops. So we don't go to Starbucks or Dunkin'. I don't think I've ever had a coffee from, oh no, one time we had a coffee from Dunkin' Donut. No, that was Scott, and I tried his and I thought it was disgusting. But we try to keep our money also in local coffee shops. We believe they are great for the community. They add value to the community, so we like to give them our money, and usually their coffee tastes way better, and it's usually around the same price anyway, so you might as well put your money in your local economy. And when it comes to shopping, we do not go to places on Sunday. So back when we lived in the city, we would, after church, always go out to eat, or not always, but we would go out to eat on Sundays sometimes with people from church. And then I was actually working at Trader Joe's. I tried to get off Sundays as much as possible, but there were some Sundays and I would usually work 2 to 10 on those days. And it was always the busiest day of the week. And I was always frustrated because I thought, if Christians did not shop on Sundays, then businesses wouldn't open and they would give their employees a day off. God bless Chick-fil-A for proving that you do not have to be open on Sundays to be a successful business. So it's really cool. Our church community is also really big on not going to places on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. And so that has just been something that's been a part of our lifestyle. And I would say moving out of the city, like I said, when we would go to places after church, after we moved out of that place, the next few places that we lived were like deep in the country. And with a lot of country places, they're just not open on Sundays. So there's no option to go somewhere on a Sunday because they're usually closed. And so that's kind of how we got used to not going places on Sundays, was because most places were not even open to go to on Sundays. So that is how it started, and then it became a value for us. And again, there are exceptions. If something comes up, if something happened, it's not like a hard and fast rule, no matter what, we're not gonna go somewhere. If something comes up and we need to, we will. But in general, our conviction is to not just go to someplace on Sunday because we can. Moving on to things that we wear or put on our body, I do not buy polyester clothes unless I need a dress for a special occasion. Then I will probably end up buying polyester, because those are rare moments in time when you have to dress up super fancy, and I've never seen a very nice, beautiful dress made of cotton that would look nice at a place. So again, that's the exception, but in general, if I'm bringing new clothes into our house, it will be made of natural fibers like linen or cotton, and preferably organic. I've said this before, but I'm always looking at PAC's clearance section and seeing if they have any dresses or skirts or shirts that go well with skirts, because that's the best prices that I've found. I love thrift shopping. A lot of my clothes are thrifted, either from yard sales or, yeah, thrift shops. And you can find really good high quality cotton or linen clothes at thrift shops. Also on that note, all of our undergarments that we wear is organic. So that was a conviction that we had in 2019, was to slowly switch over all of our undergarment wardrobe to organic, which we used Pact. I do have a link with Pact below if you'd like to use it, but yeah, it was so rewarding when we finally switched everything over. We were like, wow, our whole like wardrobe of undergarments now is all organic. So that's important to us. And I will say it's important to not wear bras with underwire on it. That is not good for you. So there are options, not even organic, but there are bra options out there without the underwire. So consider looking into that as an option next time you need to purchase more for your wardrobe. And Pact also has options for that area as well. With jewelry, I do not wear cheap metal jewelry anymore. I used to when I was young, and then the older that I got, the more I noticed that I would always have a reaction to cheap jewelry, especially to earrings. And just every time I would put in cheap earrings, my ears would get so infected. And I was like, wow, my body does not like this, so I'm not gonna put this on. So now I only use high quality metal for my earrings and my bracelets, and I try to keep my jewelry very simple. Less is more. Another thing that I do not do is dye or color my hair. That's just, again, my own personal conviction. I think you can do it in ways, like if you add highlights to your hair, it's not touching your scalp directly, I don't think. I'm not exactly sure. To me, it's expensive, and that is just not a value to be giving my money to that. I like my hair color, so I'm happy with how my hair looks. That's just something that I personally have chosen not to do, is dye my hair. Another thing that Scott and I both feel strongly about is not getting tattoos. Neither of us have tattoos. We will never get tattoos. I actually highly recommend, if you are a single girl, I don't recommend getting tattoos. And I know this is a really hard topic because tattoos are permanent, so some of you watching may have tattoos. So again, this is a personal conviction. I'm sharing things that I and we personally don't do, but I would recommend that if you are a single Christian girl, not getting tattoos, because you never know if that could be a turnoff to a guy that you're interested in. And that is something that you can't undo. So you can always, if you get married and your husband and you are excited about getting tattoos, you could always get it then. But I wouldn't do that when you're single. And for me personally, I just don't think it's ever good to put something that stains your body for life on you, because you don't know what type of toxicity is in that to be able to stay on your body for life. That's my personal opinion. I know it's a touchy subject, but yeah, that's something that we don't do. Okay, and the last thing that we don't do has to do with kind of nighttime type of stuff, but the first is Wi-Fi. We turn off our Wi-Fi when we're not using it. When we are sleeping, we turn it off every night before we go to bed. And when we are out of the house or going out of town, we always turn off our Wi-Fi because we don't want that emitting through our house, and we do have the blessing of where we live that our neighbor's Wi-Fi, at least it doesn't show up on our Wi-Fi options. So that's a huge blessing for us because we don't have other people's Wi-Fi interfering with us. I think it's harder if you live in the city or if you live in an apartment complex. You can feel like, well, what's the point of me turning mine off if my neighbor leaves their on? So everything is within reason, within your own context. For our context, we don't have anyone right next to us that has their Wi-Fi left on, so we're able to turn ours off, and then we're free of all of the impacts of having Wi-Fi on. And I praise God for Wi-Fi. I think it's a blessing. I wouldn't be able to upload YouTube videos if it wasn't for Wi-Fi. Where we last lived, we had such bad Wi-Fi that it would take 36 hours to upload a video, whereas here it takes not that long at all. So I am very grateful that we have Wi-Fi, but we still do turn it off at night just for health reasons. And then another thing is once it gets dark out, we try to only use lamps in our house. So we don't use any overhead lights. We have a lamp in our kitchen. We have two lamps in our room. We have a lamp in our bathroom, and we have another lamp in our living room. And those are what we turn on at night, or in the winter, we'll use candles. South Africa actually has taught me to love candlelight, and that was kind of by force because in South Africa, they actually turn your electricity off because the government is corrupt and can't keep things running. So there has been many times that we were forced to use candles at night because that was the only option. But I've learned to like and appreciate that. And we don't have any sort of red light lamps or red light therapy in our house. I know that there's a lot of positive benefits to those things, but once you start looking into how much they cost, for us, we have other things that we are putting our money towards that are more important to us, and we feel like warm, cozy light at night for us is more realistic for us in this moment. Instead, what is important is that in the morning, we get morning sun to set our circadian rhythm, and then usually we are out in the garden until sunset. So I also think that helps with our circadian rhythm. And then coming into our house with those cozy warm lamps around our house, I think that helps set our circadian rhythm without needing the red light. So that is, I believe, everything that I am covering in this video of practical things that we don't do and what we do instead based off of our own personal convictions. So I hope that this was helpful for you in some way, or that you enjoyed listening to it, and I hope that you have a lovely rest of your day. If you liked today's episode, please consider leaving a rating and review. It is very helpful, and I hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you.